So I thought we'd do a little something. I think today is the last day we'll do some solfeggio stuff. So I think I thought what I would do is give you some further hints on maybe what to do either with your choirs or with yourself or with children at home. You can see how easy this would be to do with children at home, whether you homeschool or not.
Yeah.
And that's great. And I think if your kids aren't homeschooled, even in Catholic schools, music is pretty not great. And in public schools, it's almost non-existent. So you have to sort of do your own thing. Let me think about what I want to do with you. Let's see. No. Silent her red tones. No. This is one of the things that you can do is just set it up. You know how we've been doing, you can either do it this way, going down, 7654321, do ti la sol fa mi re do, or going up this way, or like we had the main note yesterday was, we had, what was it, fa, and we went up from fa and then down from fa in order to drill that. You could do that with any of the tones as well. I mean, if you are modes, if you wanted to do, say, mode two, you could have started with two and then gone up and down. And if you have to kind of hear what the mode sounds like, start on one, or start on do and move around, but then you can do that. But this is one of the ways that you, if you're teaching, for example, you can kind of draw out the major triad. Right. Or, and the nice thing is Ward is famous for using colored chalk on the on boards or pens on paper, and you could make re fa la another color, you see, and things like that, circle them and things like that in order to drill it. I'm just doing that to show you, in a sense. We're just going to do a little warm up, and then I'm going to show you some fun stuff you can do. Further adventures in solfege.
Adventures in solfege.
Could you lower the scan for us in this corner? The music stand is blocking the mic.
Oh, let's sing down. Right. Why don't we stand up and do it with body solfege so you can get an idea about that one more time before we do it. Remember, that's the half step, so that's easy to remember, right?
Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
So already, even to those of you who have not had much music at all, you know where the half steps are in a major scale, right? Everyone, do and
ti,
and mi and
fa.
Right? And it makes sense. The rest of them are more spaced apart. I think that's a great, great way to remember it. Okay, good. Do, let's start up here.
Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Good, okay. You can continue to do body solfege, which is sort of fun. Now we're adding two things, and it can be fun. Kids love it, okay?
Do, re, mi, re, do, 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 mi, do.
Fa, mi, re,
wrong. I did the wrong color. Sorry.
Do, so, do, so, do.
Okay, you can sit down. So numbers just like this, I think that's great. Before we go on, sometimes it's nice to break it up. If you're teaching, or even for yourself, you can do this. You can say, here's to whoever you're teaching or to yourself. Of course, if you're doing it to yourself, you really can't do this with yourself. You have to do it with somebody else, one of your kids. You can sing, tell me what I've sung. There's do, nu, 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 nu. Can we all sing it together?
Do, re, do.
Right, and let's do another one. There's do, nu, 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 nu. Everyone?
Do, si, do.
Right, exactly. And you see, this is good for ear training, right? And then just also memory training. Let's see. They can get increasingly more difficult, too. But then you have to be careful to write them down, because I notice if it's more than four notes, I tend to write, forget what they are, and then I'm telling the kids, no, you didn't, you know, that's not what I said. And they're going, yes, it is.
And they're right.
They usually are always right, yeah, exactly. Okay. The other thing you can do is do something like this. Start off easy. We're going to call that do. You sing it for me.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol.
Melodies. If you can, go to. By the way, to the Music of Soccer website, and you can find whole books by Mrs. Ward with melodies to famous folk songs and things like that, as well as chant written out in numbers just like this. So it's a practice for solfège. You can download them. It's free. It's great. You don't need them. So you can have a whole melody, and they'll have bar lines and things like that. But it'll be written out with these numbers, which is really, really great. Let's try something a little harder. There's do. Try here to try.
Do, mi, so, so, fa, so, ti, do.
See, that's another way you can do it. It's great. So you're practicing these, and you can see it with having a melody. I should have had a melody ready for you. But you can, like I said, go to that. It's called just Ward Year One. You can find it. It's downloaded. And they're going to be scanning a few more things too. I have some books from the older ones that Mrs. Ward actually did that they'll be downloading as well. Ones that she did in the 50s that she sort of revised, which are good. But let's do another one. This, like change, keep changing the do on you.
Do, so, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, so.
And encourage your kids to write little melodies, and they will. Because one of the things you can do is to start teaching them that there's, you know, in 4-4, there's four beats to a measure or something like that. So that works really nicely, actually. Good. Any questions on any of that? Again, never let them sing the numbers, only the solfège names, but you write the numbers, you see, just like this. And they have there's whole secular songs in Ward Method, like folk songs and things like that, that are written out like this, increasingly harder as they go on. But also chant. There's at least most of the Kyrielle is written out in solfege like this, which is nice. Yes, Celeste.
How soon do you enter the staff?
I enter the staff pretty quickly, actually. And I depart a bit from that because I don't use Ward generally as a, when I'm working with choristers, they have to move much faster than that. Ward's meant for a classroom of kids that don't have any music at all, really, or very little. And so when you have choristers and they've all auditioned into a chorister program, for example, I'll use aspects of it, but I move really, really quickly. With an actual Ward class, it's a while It's a while before you, and it's at least, is it second year? Anybody do Ward here? When do we, I can't remember now. You're following the book, it's a while. So you have things written out like this, but they introduce bar lines rather quickly. So, and they always start with with an upbeat. So it's up, down, the kids have to do these things. It's a wonderful method because what happens is you have only 2 or 3 minutes on each of not, you have 20 minutes, full Ward class, and you have to cover 9 things. So that's no more than, 2 minutes really on each thing, 2 or 3 minutes on each thing, which is great because the kids are up, they're doing this, they're learning how to direct and things like that, or they're doing solfege, or they're writing down things. That's the other thing you do, you can have them write down, you can sing something and have them write it down. And all that sort of stuff. So it's really, it's perfect for the modern child who has an attention span of 2 minutes. So it's about right. And yet it was developed in the last century. Yes.
So there's a parish in East Palo Alto that has an adult Tongan choir, and the person that directs them rewrites all the music with numbers.
Isn't that fun?
And that's, they only understand numbers, but they have it in their ear based
right.
on numbers.
Isn't it wonderful? The nice thing too is you teach these kids this in kindergarten and first grade, and they get really good at this. Those kids that then go on to, and they've told me this, when they go on to college and things like that, and they have to do dictation, they're fabulous at dictation because they can write it down and then translate it into whatever they need to translate it in. The other thing is that there's a great way to learn rhythm in Ward and things like that. But we're just looking at solfege for now. But you can see how that can be done. It's great. It really is. It's a great little tool. So anyway, let's do a bit more.
More questions.
Yes.
Could you expand on what exactly you do with the choristers? How do you adapt it for that?
That's a little harder because I admit choristers when they're about 7, and they have to pass an audition of just pitch, generally. Those that don't. Pass a pitch. I don't let them into the choristers, into what's called a probationary chorister. What I do is I usually will have, there'll be a small number of them that want to do that, and I do a Ward class for them for the whole year. It also tests their resolve as to whether they really want to be in it, because it's hard, and there's they have to be there for services, and they have to be there for classes and things like that. So it tests the resolve a little bit. And if they're good and they've done it, then I can usually fix their pitch if they're having pitch problems. I didn't expect them to sing beautifully because I can teach them to do that. But they need to get into a chorister program. They need to be able to match pitch. And you do something simple. I usually do like a hymn from the hymnal or a Christmas carol, something they know, and then something that they've chosen. But anyway,
what's the website again?
Musica Sacra. It's the website for the CMAA. Yes.
So. Back when we were doing the patterns, is there a reason why sometimes you write the number as diagonally and sometimes you write them?
I do it because that's the way Mrs. Ward had it done. And, sometimes up and down is great, and sometimes showing it coming like this since we read from left to right, coming down from do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, or from the bottom, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that way, and things like that, just in the sense of mixing it up sometimes, or just writing it then once eventually, they don't have to see that it's up and down, writing it like I did just now, just straight across, which is actually for kids a real big jump because they're not seeing the fact that, T is higher than La or 6, 7 is higher than 6 and things like that. But they get it, eventually. And you want to do that because, of course, that just, it helps them better understand all of this.
Okay.
Good. Let me show you, for example, how you could practice a mode. Okay, so this would be a way to practice mode 1 and 2. Okay, now there's the modes are great, and I hope you take the time if you don't know about the modes. The Gregorian chant's written in 8 modes, and it's really what gives Gregorian chant the variety it has, which is amazing actually. And for a monophonic music, after all these years, I've never gotten tired of it, and I've gotten quite quickly tired of other sorts of music, and even sacred music. But this never, it's one of the magic things. But so a ray mode, modes 1 and 2 are what we call ray modes. So it forms its tonic or its home note. It's going to go back to ray. All right? So remember we talked about, well, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? That's really a ray mode. And so is a lot of other things. Salve Regi. Probably sang the salve. And then other things like that. So. And then you can emphasize certain things. In the ray mode, in the mode 1, sol is going to be the dominant. All right. And so, la, sorry, my fault. La is the dominant, and then fa is the dominant in mode 2. But this is a way you can do it. Now, let's say you don't have... It's really hard to start, and I said, let's see if we can do it. I imagine you're very good, so let's try it. Let's hold on, let me think about this. Where I want to start you. Let's call that Ray. Okay, let's get a little high. Sorry. Let's take this ray right here, that's nice. Ray. Now, let's say you didn't get that, because what it is you have to get those first 3 notes to establish that. Is that now, let's say you're at home and that's a little bit beyond you, because you're not with a big group of people that a lot of you know about solfège already. So what you can do is, let's say this is do.
Do.
Because remember you've got that half step, you can always hear that half step, right? Do,
di, la, di, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, re, la, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, re, mi, fa, mi, re, re, do, re, mi, fa, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do,
show you what I've done, why I've done that. This bit is used in mode 2. Now, mode 1 is going to use more this. All right? So when you're learning the modes, the nice thing to do, you can be very compact about it. Re mi fa sol la ti do re do ti la sol fa mi re. It's uncommon for an ampetus or a range to be that big in Gregorian chant, but it's always good to just sing up all the way, and it's going to be that most mode ones. You can see in your books, in your parish book of chant, which is a great little tool you all got. Take a look and just look at mode 1. You're going to see it should always come back to re at the end, the home note or the tonic. And in mode 2, you're going to see it has sort of a different different center of gravity, and I think that's the best way to talk about it. We won't talk a lot about the modes right now because there are 8, and that's a whole other class. But anyway, this is a good way to do it. So let's do a little bit more fun. So if you had, for example, a mode one introit that you wanted to teach the choir, Gaudeamus omnes in Domino. Do, re, re. Right there.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re. Re, mi, fa, mi, re. Re, do, re. Do, re.
Sorry.
Re, do, re, re, la, ti, la.
Now, interesting. In some things, you don't have the flatted T there in that bit. But since we do have a flat in most of them, I'm just going to put this to the side. And if I point to it, that's the flat. Okay. But let's do this a bit more.
Re, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, re, la, ti, la, re.
See exactly that in a piece of Gregorian chant, right? When it comes down, it's then back to T and not ta again.
So that's the latte mode.
Hmm?
That's the latte mode?
The latte mode. You're making me hungry. You realize I forgot my coffee this morning. Okay. Ray, here we go.
Ray, he was, he ray, ray, ah, so latte, ah.
So when you go up into that and you hit up into that, usually it's just that. There's an old rhyme about that. Omnis nota super fa semper conitur la, which basically means omnis nota.
Omnis nota fa.
Yeah, basically it's a thing telling you that whenever you just basically touch up into that next note, it's going to be a ta and not a T, although they use fa and la. But it's that's why I don't translate it exactly, because it's a little confusing. But anyway, you could say, I'll give you a better translation at some point, maybe. But it basically is an old thing, basically, which tells you, as you move up the scale, especially in mode one or two, in particular one, I think, if you just touch up to T, it's usually a ta. But then if you go up above it and then come back, it's going to be T. Any questions about that? Anyway, that's just how it works. Let's do that again.
Re, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, re, fa, sol, re, la, sol, re, do, re, re, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, re, sol, la, sol, fa, mi, re, re, fa, mi, re, do, re, re, sol.
Making this a bit more important. So let's do that. Let's pretend I'm preparing to sing something in mode two, and we're going to do a little exercise on that.
Re, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do, re.
Right, and that's how you could rehearse mode two. Again, always trying to end, always ending on one or two, re, because of the fact that that's the home note. Now you can do that with all eight modes. The thing you would start with, if it was a mi mode, that would be three and four. You just start with three here, starting with mi, and doing basically the same thing. Do you see how you can practice your modes that way and get really, really good at Gregorian chant? So anybody have anybody have a clock? Five till?
Almost
five till. Right. Well, what I'll do is stop for now, and just if you have any questions, I can answer them, or if not, I'll just. Yes.
How do you mark te in Gregorian chants?
How do you mark te like with a flat?
Right. Okay. Just.
And it lasts as long as the word, or until a bar line. And sometimes you'll see in kind of corrupt chant or newer chant. A flat at the very beginning of the, near the clef, and it means it's flatted all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Any other questions? Yes?
When you go through the modes, are you always still coming back to re?
Only for one and two. So for three and four, you're going to go back to mi. For five and six, you're going to go back to fa. Seven and eight, you're going to go to sol. Right, that's how the modes work. Someday we'll do there's lots of great people that can give talks on the modes, but that's maybe for an advanced thing. But it's good to know about the modes, because to see the structural notes, to see what notes are important and all that, I think it's great. Any other questions? Yes?
Did you say earlier that you do use this with the choristers after they've auditioned in?
I do, but I don't use, I use aspects of word, because they have to go faster.
Which aspects do you use?
Mostly solfege, and then some of the rhythmic things to teach them things. Yeah, exactly. So I don't, because choristers have to start learning repertoire pretty quickly. So you can't spend all that time on, so much on this. But I use also the Royal School of Church Music program for choristers. And so as they move up through the Royal School of Church Music, they have a medal, and the ribbon changes color as they move through the years. And they accomplish things. So it's a really good program, the Royal School of Church Music. There's another one called Pueri Cantores, but I don't know as much about that. Yes?
I'm just wondering, how do you balance, or does it even really matter? Like, kids are picking up a lot just by listening to the ordinary mass, and they're going to learn some of it by rote. How do you balance that versus, like, actually trying to...
Right. What you want to do is, rote's not bad. I mean, that's how we learn chant for the first 800 years. But it can be bad. I mean, you have to really balance. You have to make sure you're balancing it so that you answered your own questions in a sense. You have to make sure that you get them to also read music that they don't know, always. Same with your choirs. That's why you shouldn't always do the Mass of the Angels, right? Mm-hmm. Try to get beyond that. Mass of the Angels is probably the worst thing you could ever pick. I grew up with it, and I never do it anymore, ever. It's a very modern piece of music. It's basically in a do mode, which doesn't exist in Gregorian chant. And it's very late, 16th century. And it's nice to be in a church that's 16 centuries late, isn't it? It doesn't have a lot to do with actual Gregorian chant. So move beyond that. Learn, for the Sundays after Pentecost or ordinary time, learn Kyrie. It's very repetitious, because you've got three of the same thing, and then three of the same thing, and then basically three of the same thing with a slight variation at the end.
Orbis factor?
Huh?
Is that one the Orbis factor?
Yeah. That's Orbis factor, exactly. That's right. If you don't know what that is, some of the Kyries are still known by their trope names that used to have tropes to them. Yes?
Yesterday someone asked you a question when you put the fa in, whether it was similar to another mode.
Yes, we talked about that. Father Brendan was here.
But Father March, when he gave one of the talks, he said the reason things get transposed like that was to save paper. You wanted everything to fit,
right.
So you didn't have to do extra ink and extra paper, because
that's the case. And the other thing is that's why we have a movable dough, too. So if you need, you'll see oftentimes in a gradual that the dough for the verse moves down, because the verse usually goes up into the stratosphere, right?
Yeah.
And so it just saves lines. And that's why we only use four lines. Has this been helpful? I hope it's been a little bit helpful.
Very.
Thank you very much. You've been very lovely people. If you feel like you have any questions you want to ask me individually, grab me during the rest of the conference or something like that, and I'm sure we can answer them for you. Or I can give you, again, the website of the CMAA. Again, it's just musicandsoftware.com. So.